It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Podcasts and recaps of the shows can be found there. And greatly appreciate it if you go over to Facebook and give us a like there as well. We've got a great show planned for you today. I'll be talking with Casper Stockham a little bit later regarding this amazing Reagan Day event that he put together on Saturday. There are recordings of that. You'll be able to get a hold of that. Carl Honegger with Liberty Caucus of Colorado will be calling in the second segment. We're seeing some bankruptcies in the oil and gas industry. What does that mean exactly? And then Broomfield was trying to overstep their powers, Broomfield City Council, and shut down a lawful business up there. So we'll talk about that as well. Then Pastor Christine Coleman, who survived the Rwanda genocide, will be on. She's written a new book, SOS. It's regarding Rwanda, and we'll talk with her in the third and fourth segment. My friends, as we are walking through this COVID-19 Wuhan virus, China virus disruption, we need to put our thinking caps on. And Rudyard Kipling had this excellent quote. He said, "I keep six honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when and how and where and who." So as we look at each of these headlines that come through as these experts, what they're saying, we need to be somewhat skeptical and be sure and check what they're saying with these particular questions. We look at these things as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And actually, somebody reached out to me, producer Steve, this weekend and said, where we are right now here in America is maybe I should change that to freedom versus fear, fear versus freedom. That's pretty apropos right now, Steve.
It is. I don't know. As more and more time goes by, more information becomes available. I can't really decide where I stand. Am I fearful? I don't know that I outwardly am, but certainly it's, you know, there's a level of concern there. So when does concern turn into fear?
Exactly. And that's one thing that we need to be very, very careful of. Fear is very powerful, as we can see how it has been, you know, what's going on with this COVID-19 Wuhan virus. Fear is a very powerful emotion, but it's something that we need to keep in check with rational thought as well. And socialism ultimately comes down to force. And many times those that want to push forward socialism are using it or doing that via fear. And so that's why we need to take do a gut check on all this. It's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, or their freedom via force or fear, whether that's with a weapon policy or unpredictable and excessive taxation. If something is a good idea, then you should not have to use fear or force to implement it. As we're moving into the new week, want to say thank you to producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie for your support and your good work, and to each of you listeners. You're treasured, you're valued. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and body. Do something productive and industrious today. So our quotes for today is from Lech Walesa, and he was a Polish statesman, a dissident, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who served as the first democratically elected president of Poland from 1990 to 1995. He was a shipyard electrician by trade, and he became the leader of Solidarity and led a successful pro-democratic effort, which in 1989 ended the communist rule in Poland and ushered in the end of the Cold War. He was born in 1943, and he says, "Our firm conviction that ours is a just cause and that we must find a peaceful way to attain our goals gave us the strength and the awareness of the limits beyond which we must not go. I thought that was very powerful, Producer Steve.
Now, his attributes that you just named, you know, when he first made the scene, and I'm thinking back to the early 80s, that I thought he was just one of the working class guys, the electrician. All those other things and his titles were already there, or he got those things after?
After.
Okay.
He was just a working shipyard electrician by trade. And then as he moved forward, it's so amazing that you just never know what you might be called to do. And here he stepped forward one place, then another place, and then he ended up as the democratically elected president of Poland. So you just never know, but you need to be ready. And you need to always be working towards freedom. That was something that was very important to him. And he certainly accomplished a lot. And again, just an everyday person like you and me, Steve. It's pretty amazing.
Well, thinking back and watching that as it was unfolding, thinking and knowing the tactics of the Soviet Union at that point, I kept wondering when they were going to step in there and squash him like a bug. But it went on, and it obviously became a movement.
Well, and also remember during that time, you had Reagan and Thatcher and Pope John Paul II. And Pope John Paul II was Polish. And so those three also, as they were stepping forward, remember around that time was when Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And so the Soviet Union was losing their power. And so it was an amazing thing with Thatcher and with Pope John Paul II and Reagan and Lech Walesa. And that is why we always need to continue to work towards freedom. We are engaged in this battle of ideas. And so you may think that you are only you alone, but as you start to work together, and we're at a historical time right now, Steve, where the question really is freedom versus force and fear, or force and fear versus freedom. And so each of us needs to get our brains around freedom and be moving forward towards that. And so they did it back then. We can do it now. So as we are going to be moving into the show, how was your Easter, Steve?
It was different. And I just had a text queued up here. My daughter and I were corresponding at the end of the day. And we talked about, okay, weirdest Easter ever, she says. I said, no arguments here. Memorable in a very odd way. And I said, well, how so? And she says, well, in general, no church, no family, and gloomy weather. So I replied, yes, a little something for everybody.
Yes, it was most interesting. And I was very technologically challenged yesterday. I was trying to watch our church service online, and I was having connection issues with my computer, so I was getting frustrated. And then we had a family meeting set up, and I was having troubles with that. So I was a little cranky last night by the time I got through all that. So today's a new day, and I'm sure I'll get that figured out. But I found this joke quite funny. It said, a parishioner was coming out in front of me at church one day, and the pastor was standing by the door, as always, to shake hands. He grabbed the parishioner by the hand and pulled him aside. The pastor said, you need to join the army of the Lord. And the parishioner replied, I'm already in the army of the Lord, Pastor. The pastor replied, how come I don't see you except on Christmas and Easter? And the parishioner whispered back, I'm in the Secret Service. Ha. Okay, and a couple of other things. First of all, go ahead and you might think about signing up. We're going to be getting through this COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption. We'll be doing our first salon series. It's going to be Monday, June 22nd at Water's Edge Winery. It will be with Helen Raleigh and Dr. Paul Prentice, the three punches to knock down democratic socialism. And boy, we're going to need to have our brains around that as we need to pull back this big power grab that has occurred by politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties. And then also, if you have some extra-large cotton dress shirts, Dee Dee Chisholm over at Bella Health and Wellness could use those. They're going to put those over their uniforms as they're working, and then after each particular patient, they'll discard them and wash them so that they can use them again. So that would be most helpful there. So do we have Casper on the line, Steve?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Casper Stockham, welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing well, and you are a candidate for Congress for Congressional District 7. And you put together an amazing an event on Saturday, Casper. Tell our listeners about that.
Yes, so we had a Reagan Day event, and the theme was American freedom, which is very timely in this time we find ourselves in. And it was great because we had 7 speakers who talked about different aspects of American freedom, from education to the Second Amendment to our religious freedom and all that. It was a really great event. It went really quick, even though it was a 3-hour event, but it went really quickly. But if anybody missed it, we have the recording up and available to anyone that wants to check it out. So they can find a recording straight from my campaign website, and that's Casper, the word for, F-O-R, Colorado.com. And just click on events, and the recording is right there. As soon as they click on events, it's right there. They can also find it at my Facebook page, which is Casper for Colorado. Just do a search for Casper for Colorado. And it's also pinned on my Facebook page. So it's very easy to find, and it'd be a great event for them to watch.
Well, the speakers were just amazing. And there, of course, you spoke, and then you had Elbert Guillory, who is a former state senator in Louisiana, who's always entertaining. And you had Reverend C.L. Bryant, who finished it up. I would just highly recommend that people check that out. I had the great honor to MC the event, and it went by so quickly, Casper. You had it so well organized, beautiful videos, really did a great job. And then also you highlighted a number of people that have stepped forward to put their names forward to run for office on many of these local and state and different offices, which is so important. We have actually, I think, seeded many of these particular offices to now people that are very radical activists left. And so to see this amazing group of candidates step forward, and you gave each of them a little bit of time to highlight their campaigns, and we would highly recommend if folks can get $5 or $10 over to those candidates, it would be really, really helpful, Casper.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they were all listed there. We have their campaign pages showing, so people can find them easily. Yeah, it was just a really great event, you know. And like you said, you know, we were able to pull all those great speakers together with Heidi Gnault and Laura
Steve
Carno
House.
And yeah, Steve House was there, absolutely, and Karen Catalina as well. It was really great.
Yeah, really great. So I'd highly recommend if people want to do something productive today, I encourage everybody to be productive and industrious, to go to casperforcolorado.com and take a look at the Reagan Day American Freedom event. It'll warm your heart to do so. So Casper Stockham, again, your website is casperforcolorado.com, and I know you'd appreciate $5 or $10 each from everybody as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we definitely we're going to need a lot of resources to go up against Ed Perlmutter and TD7. He already has $1 million raised, so we need to match that and then some. But if we have a fair amount of money, we can definitely take him on and win that seat back for Colorado. So we're excited about that.
Well, Casper Stockham, thank you so much for stepping forward. And again, you can find that great event at Casper.com. Have a great day, Casper.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Take care.
Most definitely. Before we go to break, though, as we all know, our restaurants, our bars, and our taverns have been shut down with Governor Polis and Mayor Hancock's edicts to close in these dine-in options. And so our restaurant workers are facing lean times. We want to keep our restaurants going through this COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption. And so Hooters Restaurants is getting very, very creative. They are a valued partner of mine. They support my shows. So I'd really appreciate it if you would show them support by ordering out. You can have Hooters wings delivered right to your front door via some of the services, or you can stop by and pick it up. You can order your Hooters wings at order.hooters.com. That's order.hooters.com. And you can drive up and they'll just bring it right out to your car. And so we'd highly recommend that you check that out. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'll be talking with Carl Honecker. And there's a lot going on in the oil and gas industry. And he's going to update us on some of the things that are happening. So we'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered.
No.
With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
Water's Edge Winery and Bistro is celebrating 5 years in business and is now open Tuesday through Sunday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Located near the northwest corner of Arapahoe and University, they are offering to-go food and wine to keep you fed and happy. Call 720-381-6663 to place our curbside to-go order, or stop in and grab your bottles and lunch or dinner. That's 720-381-6663, or follow Water's Edge Winery and Bistro Centennial on Facebook or Instagram for updates and specials.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. It's Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Podcasts and recaps of the shows can be found there, and appreciate it if you'd go over to Facebook, check out our Facebook page. A lot of great information there, and would appreciate it if you would like that as well. On the line with me right now is Carl Honecker. He is with Liberty Caucus of Colorado. You know they're doing great work. They're going through and looking at all the legislation that is being proposed down at the State House and then rating the things that are of concern regarding Liberty, and they're rating that. But right now, rating it. And right now, while the legislature is in temporary adjournment, we're looking at some other issues. Carl Honecker, welcome to the show.
I work as a treasury analyst for Whiting Oil and Gas. It's based in Denver, but we have our operations up in North Dakota. And we filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which is the restructuring form of bankruptcy, so we can restructure our debt and basically get back on our feet, but without having so much debt, having to finance that and just kind of make sure that with the low oil price that there is, that we can continue to go forward. And so I wanted to, from that perspective, recognize that really we're going to be one of many. In fact, I think it's probably correct that when CEO of Pioneer Drilling Resources says that half of all those upstream oil and gas companies, those ones that are actually drilling in the field, will go bankrupt in the next 2 years. And so you may have heard news that, and I don't know how much Trump was involved, I heard his name thrown in there, but at least Russia and OPEC have decided to cut the amount of oil they're producing. So oil could go back up to $30 a barrel, but really for a lot of oil and gas companies, they need $40 a barrel. And so they will probably Chapter 11 bankruptcy or so. Some of the companies that do this already have at least five companies, or some of the law firms that do this already have at least five companies in the pipeline. This is not going to look good for oil and gas companies here in Colorado. Ones that are based in Denver that have activity outside of Colorado. And so if you have any questions about that, I can provide some more insight. But I just want to make sure that people understand that when you're paying, you know, $2 a gallon at the gas pump, that also there's a reality to that.
Well, you know, and Carl, there's other realities as you're mentioning this. Now, first of all, there has been a real war on oil and gas from a policy standpoint by many of the politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties that have really wanted to constrict or actually shut down oil and gas development here in Colorado. So there's been that whole policy component that oil and gas has really has had to fight here. And I love the fact that because of the creativity and innovation of the oil and gas industry, hydraulic fracturing, horizontal drilling, we had just gotten to the point where America was an exporter of energy. And of course, then we had the disruption with the Saudis and the Russians deciding that they wanted to flood the market. And then at the same time have the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption, which people stayed at home and, you know, were not driving anywhere. So it is a like monumental historical time in the oil and gas industry, Carl.
It definitely is. This is stuff that Colorado hasn't seen, the United States hasn't seen since, I mean, I guess you could say like the 1980s. This is really an unprecedented time. And so with that, I think we've seen around the United States that politicians see this as an opportunity to take advantage, especially ones who don't like oil and gas. In my city of Broomfield, they decided that when they passed their public health order, which basically matches Polis's health order, they decided to then use that to attack oil and gas activity that was already going on and already following state guidelines. It was not violating any health problems. And so 2 weeks ago, right around that week of April 1st, they decided to try to shut down what's called flowback, which is where you've pumped the fluid down into the drilling hole, and then you're allowing that fluid to come back up, which is mostly almost over 95% just water. And extraction had already decided that they're going to put stuff in place to reduce emissions during that process. And so it was extremely safe, was not a concern to public health, but they decided to take the angle of looking at how some people had reported higher levels of stress because of oil and gas activity. And those people lived in an age-restricted community, so therefore they were a little bit more at risk of having complications from COVID-19. And so just the idea that some people called a hotline saying that they were stressed, therefore we must declare a public health emergency to halt energy development. And this is just insane.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just set this up a little bit more for people, that they understand that in Broomfield there was a lawful business doing oil and gas, trying to get energy for people, okay? And so you had a few people that called and said that they were stressed out, and the city council then used the power through their public health department to come in and say to extraction that you have to halt what you're doing. Do I have that correct, Carl?
Yes. So as long as the health order is in place, and if it gets extended, they said that we want to stop this important process of oil and gas activity providing energy for Americans. And you know what the mayor of Broomfield said? He said that basically because oil prices are so low, there's no need to produce anymore, which that to me sounds like something that someone from, I don't know, Venezuela would say.
Yeah.
Some kind of dictator would say, well, I want to decide how much of this legal business that's providing jobs can produce, and so I'll shut you down. And it's really
shocking. Yeah, it is very shocking. And I mentioned in the first segment, Carl, that I was trying to do some things on my computer yesterday, and I was having connectivity issues, and I was getting very frustrated. I was getting stressed. I tell you, I think that most people, if they couldn't turn on their lights, if they didn't have electricity to turn their refrigerators on to keep their food cool and to keep their freezers freezing food, and if we didn't have heat, particularly as I look out the window on a snowy morning, I think a lot more people might be stressed. And so I think that we need to say thank you to the oil and gas industry that during this time, you're keeping the lights on, we're able to be warm. There's just all kinds of things to say thank you instead of, like Broomfield, trying to kick the industry around. So, Carl Honecker, your final thought.
I think what's most interesting about it is that oil and gas activity at the state level, Jared Polis even recognized it as an essential business, and the fact that these, you can just call them local tyrants, at the local level decide that they are even going to go against the state orders on essential businesses. We really shouldn't be giving our local representatives so much power to decide what's essential and what's not essential, because for most of us, our job, it is essential. And so I think that something we need to think about when we head into November is who's going to represent us, and will they respect the businesses that provide jobs that fit on the table?
Most definitely. So, Carl Honecker, thank you so much. You are volunteering with Liberty Caucus of Colorado. And that, let's see, that website is rlcco.org. Is that right? Do I remember that right?
Yeah.
Okay. rlcco.org. Carl Honecker, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. We will have him on the line in just a moment. I wonder what the markets are going to be doing regarding, you know, the announcement. It looks like that the OPEC nations have come to an agreement regarding oil and gas production. And so I'm going to be excited to talk to Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. Jason McBride, what's going on with the markets today? But first of all, I wanted to say, did the Easter Bunny drop by your house yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. He came by. He brought me some ham and potatoes, and still brought the kids, chocolate, jelly beans, all that good health food, even though they're big kids now. They still like that.
Yeah, no matter the age, everybody still likes chocolate and jelly beans. So what about the market? It looks like there's some kind of maybe stabilization regarding oil production. What's the market say about that?
Well, I don't know if it thinks too much about it yet, Kim. The futures are down about 100 right now. That could change an awful lot between now and the time the market opens. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we got a little bit of a pullback here sometime soon, Kim. We've bounced up about 28% off of the bottom, and you know, you're going to get some profit taking from people that jumped in and bought stocks really cheap. And it doesn't mean that anything's horribly wrong or it's related to the coronavirus or anything. It's just a natural function of how the market works. When you get a big up move very, very quickly, a lot of times people are going to take some of their gains, and I don't blame them.
Right. In this wonky environment, I can see why they might do that. So what are you recommending people to do over the long term? I mean, I know that with the new CARES Act, you've got information at airpresidential.com that there's some strategies that people can do right now that could really help them over the long term with their portfolios.
Well, I think, once again, if you already have a long-term plan, don't let a short-term correction blow your whole plan to heck unless you're finding that you've got way more risk and volatility than you might have thought or you can't stomach it. Long-term plans should be designed, Kim, to handle corrections like this, and really that's all it is so far, is a nasty correction. This is not a bear market. It hasn't been dragging on for 3, 4, 5 years. Right now we've gone straight down and at least partially straight back up, so this could be more of kind of a 1987 situation where the market could be back to the highs in less than a year, but we're not going to know until it's back there how long it took, right?
Most definitely. And Jason, I know that you have a lot of experience. You've been around for a while. You've seen these things. And I know you, the guys and gals over at Presidential Wealth Management, you guys have an amazing team. And if people would like some help, they can reach you at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Or we have this landing page together, airpresidential.com, which is a great way to reach out to you as well.
Yeah, either way is great. Again, Kim, you're right. We've got a lot of very experienced and smart folks at Presidential Wealth. Any of our advisors you were to talk to can help you out with the questions you have. And you know, it's nice. You know, if one of us doesn't know the answer to something, we know which guy or gal in the office, oh, I know who's going to know the answer to that one. And we've got great resources both inside and outside. So whatever your issue is or however we can help you, we're going to be able to figure it out.
Most definitely. So Jason McBride, thanks so much. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. And I think you're going to be our guest on Wednesday. So
I don't have to drive all the way over. I'll just call you, right?
Yeah, you just get to call me right now. That's for sure. So
I'll miss it, actually. I like coming and hanging with you.
Yeah, I like that, too. But soon we're going to be through this craziness, and we'll get to do that again. So, Jason McBride, thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, Pastor Christine Coleman, she survived the Rwandan genocide. It's an amazing story. And she has just written a new book. It's SOS, Rwanda's 30-Year Apocalypse. And it's a very important story. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with Reverend Christine Coleman. Stay tuned.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure to check out my website. That's kimmunson.com. That's MONSON.com. Podcast recaps of the shows can be found there. And go over to Facebook. We have all kinds of great posts there as well, and we'd appreciate a like on that. On the line with me is Reverend Christine Coleman. She is a friend, and she is a survivor of the Rwandan genocide, which was about, you know, what, 25, 30 years ago. And she's on the line. She's written a new book, Rwanda's 30-Year Apocalypse. Reverend Christine Coleman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the line with you.
Most definitely, Pastor Coleman, Pastor Christine. Let's set this up a little bit. Tell people a bit about your own personal story to begin with.
Yes. So I come from Rwanda. It's a small country in Central Africa, and I do believe many people know about Rwanda because there was a genocide in April 1994. I was in Rwanda, and I lived with my sister. April 6th, I was at my sister's house, and I was supposed to spend the night. But somehow, God moved me. And he wanted to save me so that one day I can tell this story. After I left her house, April 6th, The plan which carried the two presidents, the president of Rwanda and Burundi, it was shot down. And after that, the genocide happened, and I happened to escape because I didn't sleep to my sister's house. And from then on, it's been really many years of killing, many years of persecution, many years of distress for many Rwandans.
So, and you left your sister's home that day. Now, what happened to your sister and her family?
So, after I left her house, I went to the countryside, and that night the plane was shut down, and people cannot go from the countryside where I was into the city, and the people in the city could not get out. And what happened to my sister is that she lived by the parliament where President Kagame and his troops were. And Kagame and his troops, they came down in the neighborhood, the entire neighborhood. They wiped out everybody. My sister had a baby of 6 months, a maid, actually two maids, and the husband. So they killed everybody except the maid who happened to hid in the outside the bathroom. And so this is even before the real genocide begins. And so my sister was a kid and her entire family. And now the problem we have today, Kim, is that because they were Hutus, today Kagame has made it like this is a genocide against Tutsi. My sister was a Hutu. And those crimes, the people who have committed them, they have not been punished. And so my sister and her entire family and the neighborhood, they were completely destroyed.
Wow. And, you know, it's unbelievable to me as I'm thinking about 1984, you know, what I might have been doing on that day when you left on April 6th. You know, life was, you know, certainly we were not facing anything like that in America at that time. And here, you know, in Rwanda, your sister and her husband and their maids, their six-month-old baby, were just totally annihilated. And it's very hard to believe, but I think many people think that the Rwanda genocide happened, but that everything is much better now, but your book is indicating that that may not be the case. What is going on in Rwanda now, Pastor Christine Coleman?
So what's going on in Rwanda is heavy persecution of Christians, and not only Christians, they hate anybody who is for democracy and for the truth. And Kim, what is sad is that all these things are going on, but the West is not saying anything. So to know, for example, what is going on, last week they were commemorating the genocide for 26 years. There is a woman, a lady who is 80 years old, a grandma, and her people, she's a Hutu, and her people were killed during the genocide and the Hutus. So she whispers to her neighbor and she says, I know this period we only mourn Tutsis, but I want you to know my heart is heavy. I am also mourning my people. And the government of Rwanda has put her in jail because they say you have a genocide ideology. We only remember Tutsis. So what's going on right now is that people are killed for what they think, for what they say. And also, for Hutus right now, there is another genocide, but it's very silent. They are killing them left and the right. I get pictures. Pastors are being targeted. And so every week we have like hundreds of people who are being killed either because you are a Hutu or because you are a truth defender. So anyone who opposes what the president will say, whether you show it or they feel like you're not supporting 100%, you become like an enemy who needs to be killed. And this can happen to either group. If you're a Tutsi or a Hutu and you don't support the government 100%, you are a candidate to be killed. And what is sad is that it's never in the news. It's done with total secret. And so in the book, I'm sounding the alarm.
Well, Pastor Christine, I know you have a deep love for Rwanda. You also have a deep love for the American idea. And you said something a moment ago that Christians, those that are Christian, those that love democracy, search for truth, that those voices are being tapped down and they're also being persecuted. I actually see in some ways that happening in America. We've seen that happen as well. Now, America is a constitutional republic, a democratic constitutional republic. But we've seen attacks on Christianity, on our republic, on those that search for truth here in America. Now, certainly it's not to the extent that you're seeing in Rwanda where people are actually killed for that. But the tapping down of free speech and being able to write down your ideas and to be able to communicate with others is inherent in a free people. And we see tyrants use these tactics. You're seeing it in Rwanda, and in a different way, I see it happening in America with this COVID-19 Wuhan virus. I tell you what, let's go to break, Pastor Christine Coleman. I have her on the line, her book, SOS, Rwanda's 30-Year Apocalypse. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we will continue the conversation with Pastor Christine Coleman. Stay tuned.
Did you know Hooters wings can fly? That's right. Your favorite wings can be picked up for to-go and can even be delivered right to your doorstep. Take advantage of Hooters' delicious lunch specials, like our seaworthy Baja fish tacos, mouthwatering Western burger, or our new roasted wings. Lunch specials are available to go Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Curbside service available. Place your order online at order.hooters.com. Get your wings to fly only at Hooters.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. All of our show recaps, podcasts are there. And go over to Facebook. We do a lot of really amazing posts on things that you will be very interested in. And we'd appreciate it if you would give us a like over there as well. On the line with me is Reverend Christine Coleman. She's written a new book, SOS, Rwanda's 30-Year Apocalypse. Pastor Christine, you said before we went to break, I had mentioned that tyrants many times tap down the truth. They tap down Christianity. They tap down democracy. They tap down those that are searching for truth. Now, certainly in Rwanda, that tapping down ended up with them coming in and annihilating people
You said that is still going on. In fact, you had sent a link to me regarding a young writer that actually lost his life just by because he had written a specific song. Tell us a little bit about that, Christine.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, the freedom of speech is something that you really only can find in the United States of America. And my message is defend it, protect it, because it's very precious. So we have this young man. He was killed about 2 months ago by the government of Rwanda. This man, his name is Kizito, and he was the most prominent, intelligent artist that Rwanda had. At the age of 18, he has composed over 200 songs. He was very prominent. He was known all over the world. And he went to study in Europe from Rwanda after finishing school. He has a chance to stay overseas and make a lot of money, be famous, but he decided to go and build the country. The president of Rwanda began to befriend him. In fact, he is the composer of Rwanda National Anthem. So because he loved the truth, and he began to sing about unity, we need to have a really unity between Hutu and Tutsis, and he made a song about that unity, a very beautiful song. And because of the song, because of the words in the song, they arrested him. They put him in jail for 4 years. And the international community began to pressure Rwanda. They released him in 2018. When they released him, they found out he was still the same. He still think unity. He still think love and free speech. And so 2 months ago, they just killed him, but the government of Rwanda denied it. He died in the police custody. When they arrested him, they came and they said, look, he committed the suicide. And it has been a very sad story. And many people's hearts are broken, and we are just calling the people all over, please come here for Rwanda.
Well, and how old was he? He wasn't that old, was he, Christine?
He was, I believe he was 38. He was still single, handsome, a wonderful man. And, he was taken too early, you know. Yeah.
Now, I think one of the things that the book talks about is you have a frustration that it seems like people in the West, Europe and United States, are A, maybe not aware of what is going on, and B, that there seems to be no help on that. So what do you think should be done, Pastor Christine?
Yes, so Kagame is doing all these things, and he pays a lot of money to advertise Rwanda is the best country, Rwanda, the president is the best, and the West is waking up a little bit. We just need help for the West to wake up. And what the listeners and everybody who's going to hear, see this message, what I would like you to help me is get this book. Give it to the lawmakers. Give it to your Congress people, because Kagame comes here and he lobbies a lot to have people join his side. But he's a dictator. United States should never be, you know, supporting dictators. And so it would help a lot if people can get this book, because I explain exactly what's going on in Rwanda.
So, and to another point on that, does Rwanda receive money from the West? Does this dictator, does he receive money from America and Europe? Because if that's the case, that's probably why you'd recommend that we contact our lawmakers to not be giving money to this guy that is actually killing his people. So is that going on, Pastor Christine?
Yes. So the West is giving a lot of money, more than they give any other country in Africa. During the time when Trump came in power, he has reduced the aid. And by the way, Kagame attacked Trump not too long ago because of his position with the World Health Organization. The West is giving a lot of money, and it's very important to let the lawmakers know they are waking up, but it's just a little bit. We need more help for people to warn and to tell, hey, we don't support the dictators.
Okay, and so you mentioned, what, the World Health Organization, is that what you just said? Or
yes. Yes, you know the position of United States, how the President Trump was addressing that the president of the World Health Organization is standing with China. And so when Trump talked about that, the president of Rwanda began to rebuke Trump because the dictator in Rwanda, he stand with China, and he stand with the World Health Organization.
Okay. So a couple of things. So the fact that Trump is considering defunding or our portion of the World Health Organization, you think that's a good idea or a bad idea, Pastor Christine?
I do think it's a good idea because I know these people. I have seen what they have done in Rwanda. The one who is the CEO or the president, the World Health Organization is a good thing, but they have politicized to where they are all supporting China and all dictators. And I do think that has really to be divided. It should not work that way. They should do what the World Health Organization should do without mingling or meddling with the politicians.
Okay, so the World Health Organization, many organizations, Pastor Christine, that started out as an idea where they wanted to help people. I mean, certainly the idea of health throughout the world is a good idea. Many different organizations, though, have been politicized. And when that happens, I think we really do need to reassess monies that are given to that, just as you mentioned regarding Rwanda. I know that we as Americans have hearts for those throughout the world, but I actually would much prefer that we have lower taxes and that individuals, through their charities, are going out and helping versus government money going towards that. So a couple of things mentioned. It would be a really good idea to no longer be funding this tyrant over in Rwanda as well. One other thing, what's your thoughts about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, you know, I love him. I think he's doing the right thing for America. Look at his policies. Look how he is really running. He's up and down, just running during this time of crisis. He is always talking to us. For example, in Rwanda, ever since COVID-19, the president has only addressed the population once, only for like 3 minutes. Trump is addressing the nation every day. Trump is protecting Christians here. I tell you, if it were not for Trump, I do believe persecution and maybe the freedom of speech would have been taken away big time. So I do think he's a great president. We might not like his personality, some people, but I think he's a great man, and I think he does have a great heart.
Okay, Pastor Christine Coleman, thank you so much. And people can get your book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Where is that, the spots to go to?
Right now, the best place to go is Amazon.com. And you just put the name of the book, which is SOS, Rwanda's 30-Year Apocalypse, or you can get it from my website, which is ChristineColeman.org.
Okay, that's ChristineColeman.org. Pastor Christine Coleman, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and our quote for today is from Lech Walesa. He says, freedom may be the soul of humanity, but often you have to struggle to prove it. So today, be grateful and read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry.